Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I think I might have said, I can't remember if I said this in a video or in a podcast episode, but regardless, I wanted to talk on gaming laptops and handheld gaming PCs and pretty much which one should you go out and buy, because both are good options. Don't get me wrong, I do have a gaming laptop, but I more so use my gaming laptop just to kind of watch YouTube videos and movies and stuff. Might browse, through social media real quick, but I really do all of my stuff off of my gaming PC. So I guess if my gaming PC ever does go out, I do have my gaming laptop, but I think I would rather go and just figure out what's wrong with my gaming PC, fix that part. And then, let's say if my gaming PC were to go out in the middle of the night, I'm like, okay, well, I do have my gaming laptop, so whatever content I need to get done. Because I'm like, I could do my videos off of my laptop. All I would really need to do is nothing. Like, honestly, sitting down thinking about it and stuff, I'm like, I already got things set up. So, yeah, I make sure I play it safe. That's one thing about it, is that when it comes to content creating, I play it safe, because you never know what might happen. So, but no, I have to say, between having a handheld gaming PC and a gaming laptop, I would say if, I don't know, because it's like both of them are really good options. And I'm like, I started off with laptops. Like, I think everybody knows my history when it comes to laptops. But gaming laptops, the crazy thing is like, I don't even know why I buy gaming laptops, like, to be honest. Actually, you know, no, I do know why, because they're a lot, they're faster, you know, like when it comes to doing things. Like, there's this one gaming laptop where I've had it for a minute now. And I think it was in the beginning of the pandemic when I got it and stuff. And it's been working ever since. I'm like, for a moment, I thought I was. No, what's so upsetting is that I have to say, gaming laptops, they're kind of shady, because, you know, there was the one that I had where it stopped working after a year. I remember I bought it in 2019. It stopped working in 2019, or it was getting crazy slow in 2020. Then in 2020, I remember I went out, got me another gaming laptop, which is like one, it still works, but I still use my other one. I'm like, nah, that one, but it was doing some shady stuff to the point where I thought it was breaking on me, because no, it wasn't playing videos. And I'm thinking to myself, you could do all these other different things, but you can't play videos. What sense does that make? I don't even get how that can even be an issue. What's crazy is that my gaming PC wasn't doing that. The gaming laptop that I have now, it wasn't doing that. Any device that I had was not doing that. It was only that laptop. And so, yeah. And then what was crazy is that now it's like working. And so I pretty much had bought me a new laptop for no reason. And that's upsetting, because it's like, fam, like, what laptop is that brand again? I think it's MSI. And I'm like, yeah, I'm staying away from you guys, because y'all are in that same category as Dell. I'm like, I think from this day forward, I think I might, because I know Lenovo, their laptops were, it got slow, but I think that was the reason why, is because it was only a $400 laptop. Like, I remember I had got that because the first laptop that I ever got, yeah, it just randomly broke on me one day. It was like, I opened it up, and then all of a sudden, the back part just came out, and I'm like, I don't even know how that's even possible, but all right, I guess, you know, might as well go up to Best Buy and get me another one. And I was like, bro, I don't want to do that, you know, I don't want to do stuff like that, you know, I just want to use the laptop that I have and things. But yeah, stuff, it goes out after a while. But I have to say, though, between having a gaming laptop and then, you know, switching over to a handheld gaming PC, I would say, like, the handheld gaming PC, think of, like, of a, well, it, in a way, it kind of is a tablet, you know, when you think about it. It's like, it's what a tablet should have been, you know. It should have been more accessible to, like, being a computer and stuff. Because when I think of, like, having the iPad back, like, when I was in high school, yeah, it was good, you know, because it was, like, a new form of technology. That was something that I've never seen before. But then it's like, then now, it's like, you know, you look at the handheld gaming PCs, and then it's like, bro, this is the future. I have to say that will probably be the category that handheld gaming PCs are in, and gaming laptops, they're still, you know, gaming laptops at the end of the day. But I mean, you know, if you really want to, like, go out, I guess, like, if you're wondering, like, what's the best for gaming, it's probably best you get you a gaming PC. But I guess if you're on a budget, then yeah, you know, you could get you a good, decent gaming laptop. It might not do as much as a gaming PC, but I guess, like, if you're like, look, I just want something that's already put together and I ain't gotta do no extra stuff to it, probably best to get you a gaming laptop. But if you are wanting to be on the go and you don't want so much cargo and you want something that's a little on the light side, then yeah, get you a handheld gaming PC. Because a handheld gaming PC, I could tell you right now, having the Lenovo Legion Go, bruh, that is without doubt, especially if you have remote play set up. So I guess, like, if you're wanting something to, because you could pretty much do the same things that a laptop does, like, you can watch YouTube video, because, like, with the Lenovo Legion Go, it is a computer, like, it has, like, the computer technology and stuff, like how a gaming PC would and things. It's just on a smaller device, and so I will say that the quality in games is definitely not going to be up there like with a gaming PC, because I can say right now, when I play, I have to play Helldivers through remote play on my PlayStation 5, then downloading the game and playing it through the Lenovo Legion Go, and probably sometime down the road, they might make it where the quality is better, because it seems like they're coming out with these handheld gaming PCs all the time. Like, I remember when the Asus ROG Ally, they were kind of talking about that, but the issue is with that is that the battery life. So I guess it depends on what handheld gaming PC if you like that you want to get. I have to say probably the two best ones on the market right now will be the Steam Deck OLED and then the Lenovo Legion Go, which is what I have. And the Lenovo Legion Go, it has it where you can play Steam games, but the thing is that with the Steam Deck, it's more optimized for a Steam game. So it's weird how they have that set up. I wish they made the Lenovo Legion Go and the Asus ROG Ally more compatible with what it's capable of doing, because we know it's capable of playing PC games. It's just that when you try to play it, it don't look right and stuff. So yeah, it's kind of weird how they have that set up, but at the end of the day though, it's still a good form of technology. But yeah, when it comes to quality though, I think a lot of people nowadays, you know, they want to play a game with good quality, because yeah, game without good quality, you know, if it's an old game. So I guess like if you're more so looking for something to play retro games, then yeah, you know, you're solid when it comes to that, like retro games and small games. And I think you can have like some, you know, stuff like software where you can play old games, like emulators, I think that's what they call them. But yeah, you can do that on anything, pretty much. Yeah, gaming PC, gaming laptop, and the handheld gaming PCs. And I always see when people, they do that, excuse me, again, on the Steam Deck, because I seen a video today where the guy, he has Super Mario on the Steam Deck. And I think we all know, yeah, I don't think we'll ever see a Mario game on Steam unless Nintendo is like, hey, maybe one day they might do it and stuff. But if not, then yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, it wouldn't really surprise me if they was like, no, we're just only gonna keep it strictly on Nintendo devices and stuff. But no, with the Lenovo Legion Go, I have done a review on it, so if you guys want to go check that out, you very well can. Gaming laptops, I haven't really done no reviews on no gaming laptops because I haven't really seen what it's capable of doing. So probably at some point in time I might test out a gaming laptop with gaming and stuff just to see how it is and things. Because the one gaming laptop that I currently have right now, it's actually, I'll have to say, it is a decent laptop. But yeah, like I said, I more so just use it for entertainment, like watching videos and movies and stuff. Because, yeah, you know, I'm eating in the middle of the night or whenever and stuff. I'm like, I need my entertainment. You know, I need to watch some, you know, some Netflix or, you know, YouTube videos, something, things. So, but, yeah, for gaming, though, it's like, I more so do my gaming off of my consoles. or off of my gaming PC, because those are pretty much the best ones. But I feel like the cons with handheld gaming PCs and gaming laptops is that gaming laptops, you know, they heat up. Like, them things, I have to say, the one that I currently, that I'm using right now, it doesn't heat up. But the one that I had before, bro, that, the fan, I have to say, like, they need to work on the fan systems with gaming laptops, and then they need to work on the battery life for handheld gaming PCs, because it's not good at all. I'm like, if I, my thing is this, if I had like room around my house to like set up my gaming PC, I think I would have just been unplugging and plugging up my, that, I don't know if I'm, not, yeah, I think it'd be okay if I were to do that, unplug and just keep doing that and things. But yeah, I think I definitely will be transporting my gaming PC just all around and stuff, because no, man, it's like, it's just, it's more, it just plays better when it comes to gaming. I'm like, you know, with gaming, that's the main reason why you want to get you a handheld gaming PC or a gaming laptop, for the gaming and stuff. So I guess for entertainment, yeah, you know, having, I guess, like, if you aren't, like, don't have, like, bad eyes or something, then, yeah, you know, you can't get your, get you a handheld gaming PC, because in a way, it does play games, but at the same time, it's like, you know, like I said, the quality isn't gonna be all that good, and then plus the battery life, it's, if you gonna be sitting by outlets, you know, it's like, it's, handheld gaming PCs aren't really all that transportable, like, unless you have it like where you're playing it through remote play. So I guess if you do have an Xbox or do have a, and that's why I'm all like, you know, you might as well just get you a gaming laptop, because I'm like, that's, I feel like it would save you the money. You very, if you get you a decent gaming laptop that can play a bunch of different games, then yeah, you know, it's like, especially like the newer games and stuff, like Helldivers or Palworld or Elden Ring, Red Dead Redemption, I'm trying to think of some other games. Yeah, if you're like trying to play like big games, then yeah, it probably is best if you do get you a gaming laptop. And I feel like with gaming laptops, you know, their battery life is probably gonna be a lot better. So if you are trying to get something with good battery life and then good quality gaming laptops, but if you know, if you just kind of just want like some new form of technology just to try out, yeah, I would say go for it and things when getting a handheld gaming PC and stuff. What's this? I don't even know what this is, but anyways, it was like some stuff popped up on Google. But no, battery life on gaming laptop between 2 and 4 hours. So it might as well, it's pretty much the same thing as a handheld gaming PC. So, but I had to say, like, with the quality though, yeah, you probably will get better quality and stuff and better gameplay and things when it comes to a gaming laptop. And then plus I had to say, like, with some gaming laptops, and see, that's the thing, because I know people, they complain about fans, and I'm like, I know what my gaming laptop, the last one that I had, that fan can get loud. Like, no, there was at times where I was like, bruh, this thing is loud. Like, I think there was, no, I remember there was a time where I played Counter-Strike on it. I was recording a YouTube video. I was playing Counter-Strike. I think I was recording a video. Anyways, but I was playing it. Next thing you know, I was like, fam, why is this fan so loud? Like, it, yeah, I'm telling you, gaming laptops. And then with the handheld gaming PCs, I know people are all like, oh, the fan is too loud. Like, I remember playing on the Lenovo Legion Go and even on the Asus ROG Ally. I, compared to a gaming laptop, yeah, I'm like, you guys ain't heard no gaming laptop, because I'm like, now that's a loud fan. And I was like, you know, the one, especially off of the MSI laptop that I had, and I don't know if that's just MSI or if that's just all, but I'm like, yeah, with the MSI laptop, I was like, oh yeah, that fan was, it was fanning, all right, so. But, no, I have to say, like, between the two, I know people probably ask, like, you know, if I could do it all over again, which one would I rather have? I personally would say a handheld gaming PC, just because it's more accessible. And then it's like, especially because I'm like, I don't know, because I know at the end of the day, I am going to be sitting down and playing games off of my gaming PC. But I guess I wish that they just had like a better remote play when it comes to Steam, because I tried that remote play stuff and it wasn't working properly. I'm like, maybe I just got to try it again and see what it's all about. But yeah, it was kind of weird when I tried remote play on Steam through my Lenovo Legion Go and stuff. But, yeah, I have to say, like, with the Lenovo Legion Go, yeah, handheld gaming PCs, if they make the batteries better, and then yeah, just overall add more like just better tech in the handheld gaming PCs, I think we could be heading in the right direction with them and stuff, you know. Because I mean, it might as well be a laptop, but yeah, you know, it's like a tablet almost. So it's yeah, it's just one of those things. Like currently, right now, they don't really have it all the way down, but they're getting there. You know, I have to say, it's like it's almost neck and neck with gaming laptops and stuff. So. But, yeah, but I think between, the two good handheld gaming PCs, like, if you are looking in the market of getting them, Lenovo Legion Go, because they have the, they have, like, those Switch controllers on the side where you can take it off, plus they have, like, this magnetic thing that you can attach to one of the controllers, and then you can use it as a mouse, so you very well could use it. The thing is this, I've seen where people have used it as their computer, so I'm saying, like, in plus with the, Lenovo Legion Go, the thing has a 1 terabyte of memory, so yeah, you can do a lot off of Lenovo Legion Go and things, and plus it has like the little mouse pad. Yeah, I have to say, out of all the handheld gaming PCs, that will probably be the best one outside of the Steam Deck. And I know people will probably say, like, between the Asus ROG Ally and the Lenovo Legion Go is 100% the better gaming PC. And if you don't want to get those, get the Steam Deck OLED, and yeah, then you possibly can jailbreak it to have it where it plays other games. Well, yeah, they have it where you can add emulators on there and stuff. So, but yeah, but with the Lenovo Legion Go, it runs Windows 11, so you can play Epic games, Steam games, Xbox games, what else? Yeah, you pretty much can play like any game that you could think of on PC. You pretty much can play it on the Lenovo Legion Go and stuff. So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on the podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.